A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello everyone, good afternoon, welcome to Red Men News. I'm Ross Charlie, joined once again by Matt Lockett. But by popular demand, I believe there's a hashtag in your honour.
Started by one person.
You?
Yeah. Wasn't me, Stuart Wisby.
Where's the lumberjack look today?
That's the problem. I think he just wanted me back on to take the piss out of me from your lumberjack shirt. But
you've got other things in your wardrobe, you've got other stuff going on.
Yeah, this is LFC, this look.
Okay. Speaking of other stuff going on, you're obviously here for news, not to talk about Matt. Sorry, but we love you. First news story, Liverpool Football Club teams up with SeatGeek to transform ticket buying process. Liverpool FC is overhauling its ticket buying process ahead of next season by investing in an innovative industry-leading technology to improve ticket distribution and the way supporters can access Anfield. As part of the club's ongoing commitment to constantly improve how fans can buy and use tickets, Liverpool's partnered with leading mobile-focused ticketing platform SeatGeek to improve performance on its ticketing website and make for a smoother fan experience during its peak sale times. Now, this is great. I'm not entirely sure how it's going to work, and we'll learn more about that as the weeks and months go on. But, you know, Ben, you obviously used to work here. The amount of times that you wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning, you get frustrated that you couldn't buy tickets. You know, there's high demand. The club cannot please everyone in their defence, but there was that growing frustration, Matt, of, you know, buy members, sales. You pay for a membership and then your chances of getting a ticket was fucking nothing. Yeah. So you're just wasting money.
Yep.
But it's good to see the club have actually acknowledged it, first of all, I think.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? It's good. It's always good to see the club responding to people's complaints. Shows they care. And they're into all this industry-leading technology now, aren't they? They're getting it all on the pitch and that as well, with all the artificial intelligence stuff, tracking players and stuff like that as well. So, no, it's good. I'm happy they're doing stuff like that because they can just easily just left it. Yeah. I just said, fuck you kind of thing. But no, it's good that they're trying hard for all us fans.
Good. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. The articles are on the actual official Liverpool website, so I recommend you actually go and read that and see what they say. Moving on, something that broke last night, which has kind of startled me and annoyed me a little bit, but UEFA poised to back Summer Champions League starting next year, with International Champions Cup set to be ramped up to rival FIFA's 2014 Club World Cup. UEFA are poised to back a new Summer Champions League style competition. It would essentially be an expansion of the International Champions Cup, which has been going on for a few years now, but it's only four to six clubs maybe. Liverpool taking part in it before. Several of Premier League top clubs have backed the idea and want to be involved. The pre-season competition will compete for attention with the Club World Cup. FIFA's Club World Cup will take place in Shanghai in June and July next year. The reason I got a bit annoyed with it, Matt, was the first and foremost, you know, we watched Jurgen Klopp's press conferences many a time, and he's constantly said how we need to reduce the amount of games that football players are playing. Not just for their benefit, but for ours as well, of going...
Yeah.
It makes it an overall better game. You know, they get max performance out of the players if they're not playing too much. And when I read the line of several Premier League top clubs back the idea, and we had a chat before, and I was like, is that the clubs going, okay, that sounds great because we can have some more money?
Yeah.
Or is the managers going, I really don't want to do that. I don't understand why they need to compete in. International football is a completely different one. This is club football, so it's kind of a different take. But, you know, what's wrong with the Champions League? The Champions League brings in millions of pounds each year for football clubs. What's wrong with why make another one?
Well, I don't know. It's weird. So if they do that in the summer, are they not? So what happens to the Champions League throughout the season?
Hang on. What's up, Tom?
Close some programmes on the laptop.
Okay. Is it making loads of noise for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Matt. Go on. Tom was whispering gently into my ear.
Is it the fan?
Yeah.
It's all my fans.
Go on.
So So if they do this in the summer, then so obviously there's not going to be no Champions League throughout the season. So what would it end up working out that the Premier League ends earlier or something? Because you can get it done quicker. Like what would the
knock-on effect of all the competitions? Something's got to give somewhere, hasn't it?
That's it. It's strange. It just seems like a strange thing. And like they're just going into competition with FIFA. And it's about money, isn't it? It's just fully about money. I think that's all they're thinking about. But one thing that struck me in there as well, it says about South American teams going into it, which is, I don't understand. So what happens with the Club World Cup then?
They basically have two.
That is pointless. Because the thing about the Club World Cup, I get the criticism, like we had to go to Qatar and all stuff like that, but I like that because then you can be European champions, you can be South American champions, blah, blah, blah.
You don't have to be one of them twice, do you? It's like Liverpool being in Europa League and the Champions League, isn't it?
Yeah. So you're champions of the world twice.
I'm not really angry with
you. I just don't get... Before I seen the South American thing, I'm like, I can kind of...
What's wrong with South Americans, man?
No, but being in a European competition? Can we not just have a European competition and a world competition? Yeah. Just like we have the Euros and the World Cup. You win one, you get put in the other one to be world champions. I like that now. It's nice in my head. It's a nice structure in my head. You're European champions, and then you get to take on the rest of the world. You're English champions, you get to take on the rest of Europe. Yeah. What are they doing this for?
Moolah.
I don't like it, Ross. It's not good in my head.
Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, what you make of it all. We're going to move on because Matt's getting really angry. To Kubi Minamino struggling at Liverpool.
This is going to annoy me more, Ross.
And Jurgen Klopp annoyed with his teammates. Liverpool signed Minamino in January, blah, blah, blah. We all know that stuff. But Jurgen Klopp has said he struggled to hit the ground running in the matches he's featured in and has found regular game time hard to come by with Mane, Salah, Firmino all ahead of him in the pecking order. But Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp is known to employ a strict regime at Liverpool's Melwood training base and is insistent that his high standards are met. I'm just trying to find some quotes. He's coming from The Athletic. Takumi is a really good game. I think he's obviously referring to Chelsea's game. Could use him much more often. If Neco Williams sees him once or twice, he was completely free at the edge of the box. He shot cross more or less. If he'd seen him, it would have helped. I think it's just not about. It's hard, isn't it? Because he's trying to develop a rhythm with his teammates, and you know, it's not Neco Williams' fault because he got thrown into a really hard game as well. But I also understand Klopp defending Minamino in that game as well.
It annoys me this. Like, have we not watched Liverpool for the past couple of seasons? How many players is it? It takes like a good 6 months to bed in. When we signed Minamino, no one thought he was going to have an instant impact. Everyone said, it gives him a chance to get within the team. It's like that David Maddock thing when he was on the show talking about knowledge and understanding. Gets him to understand the team, the way it works. That's why Neco Williams probably isn't passing to him as well. He might be in positions that he's not used to other players being in with. Firmino might not be in that position.
Well, exactly.
So it's going to take time. I don't get... Like he's not struggling. He's been absolutely fine. He looked decent in the first half against Chelsea. But Fabinho took a while to get into the team. Robertson took a while, and even like there's been players who've done well, like Mane. In Salah's first season, Mane was out the team for a couple of months, and that just to get him back in the rhythm of a slightly new system. So it's just the media, isn't it? Just talking shite.
That's what we're here for. Moving on. Report, James Pearce says that Reds have no intention of making a move for £30 million man. Do you want to guess who that man is?
I can see a picture of him, so does that ruin it?
Yep.
Oh, do you still want me to guess?
Yep.
Cantwell?
There you go. Speaking in The Athletic, Red Agenda podcast, well-respected journalist James Pearce. You're a fan of James Pearce, aren't you?
James, not only is he a well-respected journalist, he is... The journalist.
Okay.
My journalist.
Okay. So you proper fangirled over him in Madrid, didn't
he's
you?
He's Boston, isn't he? Nice fella as well. He's been in.
Yeah. And he'll be in a few more weeks as well. We've already sorted that out with him. He said, I want to describe him as a top target. He's certainly someone that they've watched and heavily scouted, but I'm not aware of them planning to make a move for him at the moment. Very vague, but you know, still the media are talking shit, Matt, and they run with it anyway.
Don't mind this one.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay. Go on.
Don't mind this. Because a lot of the people actually in the comments on this show a few weeks ago, before there was any Liverpool links, were talking about the possibility of getting Cantwell in. I think he looks like a decent player. I haven't watched much of Norwich, believe it or not. I don't watch them on a regular basis.
They were good last night.
Are they?
Yeah.
Good. Was he good? Did he play?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was very good. Yeah,
good. I've seen him play like 4 or 5 times this season, and he looks like a decent player. I don't think he's a good fit for us right now because it says a bit in that article about the likes of Shaqiri, will probably need to be replaced. I don't think bringing a young player in. I think we need a Milner for the front three, as in that professionalism.
Okay.
Someone who can come in, who's happy to be behind Mane, Salah, Firmino.
Who can play all three positions, who plays for Leipzig, who will cost around £30 million. Talk like that.
Don't know who you're referring to, Ross.
Okay,
someone like Werner. But well, I don't know, but even someone just like more experienced, just purely as he knows his role as a rotation player.
Do you think there's more call for a Cantwell or a Maddison or, you know, a Phil Coutinho because Liverpool aren't performing for the past 4 or 5 weeks and go, that's what we need?
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
No. Not from
the club, from fans. This isn't working.
Something different.
Yeah. Kate is injured all the time. Loads of people don't want Naby Keita at the club, but they're the one somewhere else. Or, you know, we go to Keita on the news of the day and people go, well, we should have just bought Fernandes instead. You know,
but
unfortunately, it's not worked out as of yet. But it's all his Cantwell stuff going, well, he'd fit in perfectly because he'd bring something else to the team.
Bring something different. But I don't know, does it work like that, though? Nope. Do you know what I mean? Like, is it as simple as FIFA, where you can just change your formation, put a different player on and do a completely different thing? Like, they take, like we're saying about Minamino, it takes time to learn the system. So you can't just, like, I imagine it's difficult just to throw in a different system. Like, oh, right, instead of having Henderson and Ronaldo, who were ball winners in the midfield, let's throw in a creative midfield player. Because we've sort of seen that in bits anyway when Henderson's been out the team, where it does, that's why we haven't performed as well, because we're not getting the same impact from that midfield. So if you're putting a more creative player in there, then it takes away from that. Do you know what I mean?
It's not as easy as going from behind camera and just slotting into a news show, is it? And, you know, bringing that personality with you. That's exactly what it's like, isn't it?
That was hurtful.
It was a compliment.
Was it a compliment?
Yeah. I think you transitioned well from behind the camera to...
Thanks. Well, let us know in the comments how well I've transitioned from behind the camera to in front of the camera.
Tom shaking his head. Right, moving on. You mentioned Jordan Henderson there, but apparently he's stepping up rehab for decisive Atletico Madrid clash. Liverpool obviously one goal behind, but apparently he's back in training. James Pearce again. Of course it is. But he said it's tough to break down, tough for Liverpool to go through. Atletico have issues of their own, not only having drawn against Lowly Espanyol last weekend, getting Henson back for that game would be a huge boost. I think there was some tweets last night from David Lynch that he kind of set up his rehab, he's training again, he's working with the ball, stuff like that. Bournemouth would be great, but to have him back for the Champions League tie second leg will be huge, wouldn't it? For the reasons you just mentioned.
Be brilliant. Yeah, I think Gary Lineker put a tweet out as well the other day saying it might have taken Henderson being injured for him to win player of the year, because now you can really see his importance. I don't think it's no coincidence. I want to just be solely down to him, but it's no coincidence that he's out the team and now we're losing games. We do look... I don't agree with all the meltdown of, you know, we're...
You said Klopp out yesterday.
No, I don't... I didn't. I don't agree with him. You know, like, we're terrible. We're not going... There's people saying we're not going to win the league and stuff like that now. I mean, it might not happen, but it still probably will. I don't think that's... We don't need to get that far into it, but... he has been missed 100%, even if it's just his leadership. But I think he does a lot of work off the ball that we don't see. And even like I don't probably
his
appreciate
voice,
it. I'm not saying
his voice to tell people what to do
And what he does just in purely football in terms of tactical terms, like I don't like I'm not saying an expert, I don't know 100%, but it's clear that he has a huge impact.
You're not an expert on pro Evo either, are you, Matt?
I like it. You just threw that in there, by
well,
the way.
Yeah. He's going to mention it before when he's compared it to FIFA, so... Are you done now? Is that you done?
I haven't played...
I beat him 7-1. I was 3-0 up after 8 minutes and he tried to quit halfway through.
You got Brazil'd.
Well, it happens to the best. If that just proves it happens to the best. If it happens to Brazil, then, you know, I can come back. I can come back stronger. Have we had another game?
Did they win the tournament, yeah?
But... are you just judging off one tournament? Brazil as an established, the greatest international football team of all time.
And you're comparing yourself to Brazil?
I got beat 7-1, so we got something in common.
Okay, start. Tom, let's have some comments.
Yeah, going to kick it off. Stuart Wisby.
Hey!
There you go. He says, hey, Matt, thanks for the kiss. Nice shirt.
Cheers, mate.
And then Ben Pryor with a blue super chat. Thanks, says, hashtag Ross is boss.
Ah, oh, thanks, mate. See? Oh, that's a confidence boost I needed today.
Then Stuart Wisby came back with King Matt, hashtag Matt2020.
Oh, this is a competition now, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
We're moving on to the ticket stuff. Peter Smith says, other than the fact it's SeatGeek, we don't really know anything about how it will be deployed yet. Mm-hmm. The fact that it allows flexibility in its configuration is a good thing, though. A lot of people just talking about it. As long as the certain criteria is met, it should be a good thing.
Yeah, that's what I said before. We don't fully understand how it's going to work. There's stuff they want to move to e-ticketing, which is good for, you know, for the environment and the economy and stuff like that. But also, from the comments that are in the article, and I said before, like, go and read it. You know, we've spoken to someone at the club and he said, you know, we want to make it easier for everybody. But again, from their perspective, it's so hard to please everyone. You've got the people that... excuse me, with the memberships, with the L postcode, obviously they want priority over others. People get frustrated, funny enough, at other fans who, you know, might do have a hospitality or corporate ticket because they've got to deal with someone else. That's not their fans' fault. That's how fans get their tickets, which is set up by the club. Mm-hmm. But it's also the club trying to appease everybody else. So it's really difficult for them.
Yeah, it's not going to be perfect, is it? But just the fact that they've done something. Do you know what I mean? Like, that they've seen, no one's happy with it. It's not working. So yeah, we'll try this. And yeah, so, like you say, it's not going to please everyone, but... if it makes it better for, you know, a lot of people, then it's a positive, isn't it?
Yeah, two more, Tom.
Okay, we'll skip the UEFA stuff. Moving on to Minamino. Stephen Somerville says, Minamino needs time to get used to the Premier League. Even though we lost on Tuesday, Minamino played really well in the first half, just didn't get the final product in the second half. Give him time. And then Shield99 says, I'm happy to wait until this time next season to judge Minamino.
Yeah, I'm the same. I feel really sorry for him in the sense of, you know, the game against Chelsea the other day, he's playing with a mixture of... okay, Chelsea was first seen fringe and a bit of youth, but prior to that, it was fringe and youth, or just youth, and he's been thrown into it. Like how, and for all the reasons you said before, of, you know, learn the system, understand his teammates, even stuff outside of that, you know, settling to a new city and stuff like that. It's hard. It's the same, like,
yeah,
I mean, if I went to Japan for like 6 months, like, you know, you've still got to settle into your environment and, you know, a language barrier and stuff around. You know, I was in Germany for a while, but Austria, sorry, but you still have to adapt to those things, don't you? And I think, you know, the comments, right, give it, you know, 6 months of pre-season under his belt. The expectancy isn't on him because of what went before him and because of his price tag.
Yeah.
Seven up in the pub. Well, next season, so let's see him in a game where he's, you know, Bobby's rested for a game or Bobby's injured. Put him with Manny and Salah and see what he can do there.
Yeah, well, isn't that why we signed him now? So we can have this. So rather than spend the next season from August to December getting to learn the team and what's going on, or pre-season to December, learning the system, you can learn it now and then you can kick on. You can have a full pre-season with the team then and then he can kick on from August onwards next season. But yeah, like Stephen said, it's not just the Premier League; it's the system of the team itself. It's not like it was 10 years ago where it is just.
It's not like FIFA, is it, Matt?
Well, exactly. This is the thing. So, like, you play FIFA, you boss at FIFA, you grace at FIFA, and then you move over to Pro Evo.
Pairs. Which you said you played before.
Not that one. I played it when I was a kid.
Okay. I'm fucking defensive. It's fine. Last one, Tom.
Melanator1 says, we are desperate for Henderson. There just doesn't seem to be the control in the midfield with Houghton.
Yeah, I agree with everything that you said before, Matt. You know, it's the press, the intention, the organisation of other midfielders. Even the stuff of, like, the referee wasn't the reason we lost against Chelsea, but he was shocking. Right, having someone like that in his face every 2-3 minutes, which, you know, I don't want to condone the abuse of referees, but, you know, if psychologically of being in someone's face, it does add value to what you do, but along with everything else that he brings, yep. His press, you know, his work rate, his intensity.
But it's not abusing referees, though. It's sort of like in an away game, I think it's just sort of trying your best to level the playing field, because you've got 40,000 fans influencing him. And the referees are always going to be influenced by fans, that they just are, no matter, no VAR or anything's not going to fully, completely stop that. So if you've got someone on your side, so the referee, when he makes a decision, he's thinking, shit, 40,000 fans are going to be on my back here, but he's also thinking, hang on, Henderson's going to come over and start giving me shit.
Yeah.
So do you know what I mean? Like, I know it's a silly thing, but it all plays up to it, but I'm absolutely made up. I'm made up, we're going through this now, with because it's showing how important he is, and I'm not saying this like against other fans. Like, I was like that myself last season. At the start of last season, I didn't want Henderson as the captain. I didn't think he was good enough. I wanted Van Dijk to be the captain as soon as he came in. And a couple of years ago, I was like everyone else after that Burnley game in 2016, where, you know, he was poor, and I didn't want to play him for Liverpool anymore then. And like, he's improved since then, and he's kicked on, and I'm just like, I'm absolutely made up on him. Like, I really am. I love him.
Good.
He's one of my favourite players of all time.
Do you love
time.
Him as much as you love James Pearce?
I love him more than James Pearce, yeah.
Do you?
Sorry, James. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Not more than Stuart Wisby, though.
Oh, okay.
How many men do you love?
How many men do I love?
Yeah. At one time.
One time. Probably three maximum. Is as much as I can fit in.
Go on. And
we'll wrap up the show there. Thank you very much for tuning in. We're back tomorrow with more news, some press conference reaction, and some build-up to the Bournemouth game. Tomorrow on the website, the build-up's out, starting 11's out. I want to go because these two are laughing their heads off. Tom, end the show.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.